The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene, you with us?
I'm with you. I never go too far away.
Thank you so much. Rolene, I don't know why you are so soft. I don't know if you're speaking on hands-free, but...
I blame it on the Israeli traffic.
All right. Rolene, let's get into big news out of Australia.
Well, we are expecting a major announcement from the Australian Prime Minister, who has said that he will seriously mull over whether or not he should move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, as well as formally declare Jerusalem the capital of Israel. And as you can imagine, this is not pleasing the Arab world too much, but it is showing that the more conservative-leaning Australians are aligning themselves firmly with the United States and Israel. And in a phone call to Prime Minister Morrison, Benjamin Netanyahu, our Prime Minister, thanked him for being a strong ally of the United States and for being on the right side of history. But, yeah, we can see coming out of Australia, apart from royal baby announcements and visits, it looks like next major Western countries' embassy that will likely move from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem is Australia.
Rolene, I'm going to try and keep this as short as possible because the sound quality is really terrible. It doesn't even sound like you're near your cell phone. But just in some breaking news, apparently Jason Greenblatt has revealed that the Trump administration's plans, this deal of the century that he's putting together, his plans include reuniting the Gaza Strip with the Palestinian Authority. And did you see that? Can we talk about it?
We did see that it is not the official Trump administration plan. It is an idea that is being bandied about by Jason Greenblatt, the special envoy to the Middle East. It's one of a possible theories that are being floated around. But I think that, before we opine on what the final piece or the final agreement is, I think we need to wait for the official Trump administration reveal.
Yeah.
Syria, it's definitely keeping us in suspense.
Yeah, I have no doubt. Brace yourself, Sheila. Can we talk about the Syrian refugee baby?
Yes, let's do that. Because now I'm trying to keep it all positive, Kim. Because, big announcements from Australia. And we're not just talking about the new royal baby, of course, or
yes,
fashion watch.
Sure.
But very, very famous story in the world media was a Syrian refugee baby that had been brought to Israel for life-saving surgery. Now, this tiny baby needs more surgery. And as we know, the situation between Israel and Syria is even more tense than ever before, with Iran having a footprint in the country. And, of course, any humanitarian rescues, which Israel does on a regular basis, is very precarious. But Israel is allowing this tiny baby to come back into the country with the aid of the government of Cyprus, who will help transport baby out of Syria through Cyprus and into Israel for this very, very important surgery. So an extraordinary feat of humanitarian aid from both Israel and Cyprus, but showing you that to us all lives are important and the life of this baby must be saved at all costs.
Rolene, that's where we're going to leave it, unfortunately. It's just the sound quality is so, so bad. You really sound very, very far away. So we've really struggled to hear you.
I am far away.
You're never that far away.